It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So if you listen to this show on a frequent basis, then you know that in which the frequency that Jason Bishop is right. And once again, let's put another check, put another check mark, add to the list, another notch in the belt. Jason Bishop, that's me, told you that the Tennessee Volunteers would win the College World Series, and he told you that, I told you that, all the way back in the regionals. Not the super regionals, the regionals. I told you there was nobody that was more well-rounded than the Tennessee Volunteers in the College World Series. I told you they could do it all. And they did. Hats off to Texas A&M too. Like, Texas A&M. And once again, here's another one, right? I also told you that the finals would consist of Texas A&M and Tennessee. I told you that as well. And guess what the finals were? Texas A&M and Tennessee. This is why I often tell you that if you like to make a little bit of extra spending money, placing small bets here and there, and granted, I am not advocating that you go out and gamble away, place big bets, any of that. I'm talking about if you are the casual, like me, right? Here and there, $100 here, $200 there, a couple parlays, see how it goes. If you're that guy, I'd probably make you some extra money if you're willing to listen. It is ridiculous how often I'm right. And I've been doing this for years. And I used to have another person on the show with me that would be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But you look at the percentages and the track record and the things that I've been right about. You know, we're going to talk about the Metter Tigers in a minute. All the way up in Candler County. That program was a program, this is an example I'm giving you, that program was a program that was, it was okay, right? And then for this 3 or 4 year stretch, the Metter Tigers were contending for state championships. And 2 years before it happened, before they made that jump, from being a program that was, to Final Fours, state title games. 2 years before it happened, I sat right here on this show and I told you the Metter Tigers are about to become for real. They're about to become perennial state powers. And I was told by the other person on the show and other folks, Metter? Man, you've lost your mind. 2 years after I told you, they're in the Final Four. The next year, they're playing for a state title, and on and on and on and on and on. I'm ahead of the curve. That's my point. And I told you the Tennessee Volunteers were going to win that thing. And I heard, oh, well, Florida State. Oh, well, Florida's a dark horse. All the Noles. I heard Texas A&M, I mean, NC State knocked out Georgia, on and on and on and on and on. Tennessee was the best team. Period. Done with that conversation. Just wanted to make sure that everybody knew. Once again, Jason Bishop knocks the hanging curveball out of the park. Don't hang them, we bang them. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. I was gonna spend this first segment on the Metter Tigers, but we have, you know, I got off into a tangent. So we're going to call an audible. And by the way, did you see the Atlanta Falcons released pictures this past week of Kirk Cousins in an Atlanta Falcon uniform, like for the first time, right? Officially. You see all the renderings, all the Photoshop stuff online, but for the first time there were actual photos of Kirk Cousins dressed to the nines in his full gear in Atlanta Falcons. He looks good. He looks good in all black. Slimming is what I hear. Not saying that Kirk Cousins needs to be slimmed. I'm just saying he looks good. He looks strong. He looks healthy. I guess it's tough to not look healthy when you're coming off an Achilles, right? You can't really not look healthy in your uniform when your Achilles is located in your ankle. Yeah, they're not putting the camera on your ankle. But he looked good. He looks good in the black. I think we'll enjoy that for the next, year? Until the Falcons decide to hand things over to Michael Penix Jr. Ugh.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate for Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Metter Tigers recently released their 2024 schedule, and it is brutal. The Tigers will kick off their season on August 23rd at home against Tattnall County. Metter will also host Savannah, ECI, Screven, and Jenkins. The Tigers will take trips to Swainsboro, Portal, Claxton, MCA, and Bryan County. The region games are Savannah, ECI, Portal, Jenkins, MCA, and Bryan County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery. All to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Discover new adventures down the road and around the corner at Wild Adventures. A place where everything is possible and close enough to touch. A place that's a million miles from ordinary, but just a short drive away. Where you can reach for the sky, make a splash, and create lasting memories with your family. Celebrate America Festival, military free now through July 7th. Visit wildadventures.com. Wild Adventures, adventure within reach.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Shrimp.
For Father's Day, that's what we did. We went to a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game, drove down to Jacksonville, my son and my father, and man, it was a good time. Like, I'm telling you, it's a great environment. It's a lot of fun. Not going to break your wallet. Good folks down there really took care of us. Appreciate it. Special thanks to all the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp folks. It was a good time. It really is. The Mediterranean, I told you the last segment. I told you before it happened that the Mediterranean Tigers were about to become a perennial state power. 2 years before it occurred, I said they're on their way. And then they were there. So they're scheduled this year. We'll go through it and then I'll break it down for you. They're scheduled this year. Toombs County, they're hosting Toombs. They go on the road to Swainsboro, at home against Savannah, on the road at Portal, at home against ECI, on the road at Claxton, at home against Screven, on the road at MCA, at home against Jenkins, and then they go to Bryan County. So that Bryan County game, by the way, circle that one. We're going to come back to that because that's a hinge game. The Mediterranean Tigers last year were 6-5. They made the playoffs at 6-4 and then were ousted in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. So a playoff team at 6-4 last year and then lost in the first round. And that region that they were in was just brutal. And it gets no easier this year. The region, once again, is brutal. You're talking about Jenkins County and Bryan and MCA. Of course, Mediterranean's no slouch themselves in that region. Portal was much better last year, won the region. So, I mean, it's just loaded. Loaded one more time. So they'll start out with Toombs County. I look for them at home to really make a statement there. You know, it's all that I-16 corridor. They're all big rivals. You know, the Swainsboros and the Mediterranean and the Toombs County and Vidalia. That Claxton, you know, that whole stretch there to I-16, basically to Statesboro, they're all big, big rivals. A little bit past Statesboro with Swainsboro and Metter. So, yeah, they're all big, big rivals down that I-16 corridor. So this is a rivalry game, Toombs County and Metter. I'll take Metter here. So that'll put them at 1-0, and then they go to Swainsboro. They ain't beating Swainsboro in Swainsboro. I know Metter's, and I'm high on Metter. I think they're going to have a good year. Swainsboro is, again, I told you this with Metter. I'm now telling you this with Swainsboro. Swainsboro has now gotten into the point to where they're going to be a juggernaut for at least the next 2 or 3 years, where they're going to be in state title games, they're going to be in Final Fours, they're going to win region championships. Swainsboro is going to be a juggernaut moving forward for the next several years. Metter's not going to Emanuel County and beating Swainsboro in the Tigers' Den. Not going to happen. They will then host Savannah. Yeah, they'll get that one. That'll put them back over 500 at 2-1. They'll head on the road to Portal. Now, see, the Portal Panthers, I'm not really sure. We're going to find out. They had a lot of upperclassmen last year that really carried that football team. They had a really good year, especially when you think of how bad Portal had been for so long. And now Portal has gotten themselves up to the, you know, up to the point of respectability. And then last year, they were really good. Not just respectable, but really good. We're going to see if that season can transition, because they lost those upperclassmen. All those kids graduated that really carried that football team. Can the younger guys step up, put it on their shoulders, and continue to carry that wagon? We're going to find out. Regardless, I still think that Metter is capable of going into Portal and winning. So I'm going to take Metter at Portal. And then the ECI game, again, one of these big rivalries, Metter and ECI. Of course, Emanuel County Institute right down the road off of Highway 80, it's between Statesboro and Swainsboro in Twin City. I like Metter to get that one too. So I've gotten Metter after the first half of the season. I've got Metter only losing to Swainsboro and being 4-1 with wins over Portal and ECI being two pretty big wins that they would have. They'll open the second half of the season on the road at Claxton. No problem for Metter. The Tigers will beat the Claxton Tigers, Battle of the Tigers. And so Metter gets that game, and then they'll host Screven. Screven, again, really good year last year. They're on the precipice of being a really good football team. They were really good last year. Can they, again, same thing with Portal, a program that we're not really used to seeing be deep in the playoffs, winning region championships, going 8-2, 9-1, 10-0. Well, Screven had one of those years last year. So we'll see. Can they carry it into a second year? I like Metter. Metter to me is proven. I've seen it. I've seen it for 5 years now. Metter gets the job done. And then a big, big game. They go all the way down to the coast, McIntosh County, to play McIntosh County Academy in Darien at the Ship. I'm telling you right now, I say this every year, it seems like, but this year, like, I really, really, like, I've looked at it. I've seen them. I've seen them with my own two eyes. MCA is really good. MCA may win the region. They're that good. Metter's not going to Darien and beating MCA. Just not going to happen. So that will be Metter's second loss on October the 18th. They will lose on the coast to the MCA Buccaneers. The next week, they will host Jenkins County. Probably not going to get that one either. I really like Jenkins. I think the region comes down to Jenkins and MCA. I do think that in the season finale, where Metter goes on the road to Bryan County, the Richmond Hill area, I think Metter gets that game, and they will finish 7-3. Their losses will be to Swainsboro, which is non-region, and then they'll have two region losses to MCA and to Jenkins County, which would make Metter a 3 seed. Can you imagine that? And I think that's going to be reality. A 7-3 Metter Tigers 3 seed in the GHSA playoffs under normal circumstances. That's, you know, with the reseeding and all that of single A, we'll see how that all shakes out. But that would be the normal circumstance. Metter would be a 3 seed under normal circumstances. That's crazy. That is nuts. Because Metter, that team is good enough. That's an elite, that's at worst an Elite Eight team, that Metter Tigers team. This 2024 version of the Metter Tigers is at least an Elite Eight team. They're going to go in with 3 losses, two region losses. And it's just because that region's so, it's just brutal. It's loaded. That region is, again, ECI, MCA, Metter, Jenkins County, Portal, who had a good year last year, and Bryan County. It is just brutal. Bryan County, had a great year last year. Was a team to be contending with. It is a tough region. 7-3 for the Metter Tigers is basically where I'm going. 7-3 in Candler County. 3 seed in normal circumstances. That's an Elite Eight team. Elite Eight at least for the Metter Tigers.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Summer is here, and so is the 4th of July. Our family at Cunningham Jewelers celebrates the land of the free and home of the brave. We would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. We are always ready to assist in any gift needs you have. And let's go, Braves! Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane, and we are the AC Guys. We talked about the Metter Tigers, and we're going to talk a little bit about a team that is on their schedule in Bryan County. Bryan County, another team last year that had a great go, right? They were deep in the playoffs again, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't see Bryan County coming. It's one of the rare times in high school football, because I love high school football. It's one of the rare times in high school football that I didn't, them and Portal, I didn't see either one of them last year being as good as they were. Didn't see it coming. Even Nostradamus has made some predictions that haven't come true. Bryan County had a good year. So this year, they've got Aquinas, they've got Savannah, Portal. They're in the same region as Metter, by the way. Portal, Claxton, Screven, MCA, Jenkins County, Metter. Gosh, I don't know. I like them getting the Aquinas game to start with, to start the season, or excuse me, to dropping the Aquinas game to start the season. They'll get the Savannah game. They're on the road in that game. They're on the road in the Aquinas game too, by the way. They'll get the Savannah game. They'll get themselves back to 500. And then they will host Portal. And again, I just don't know. And both of these teams, that'd be a good game. That'd be a good game to kind of be like a set a gauge. Because you don't really know if Bryan County is going to be as good as they were last year. And you don't really know if Portal is going to be as good as they were last year. And so they're going to square off in the third game of the season. And we'll kind of figure it out. Maybe by then. You know, which one of these teams, if either, are going to replicate what they did last year. I mean, they may not. Bryan County and Portal in the past has not been a premier game, to put it mildly. This year, there's going to be some focus on it. Bryan County versus Portal. Portal will head to Bryan County for that football game. I'll give Bryan County the W here. And then Bryan County will go on the road to ECI. So there are some folks over in Twin City that are telling me that ECI is going to be pretty good. That they think that ECI will contend for a region championship, may not be in the class of MCA or Jenkins County, may not quite be there in that region, but they are capable of being a 2 seed, maybe a 3. And of course, you know, I just picked Metter to be the 3 seed over there. That will also change, because I believe that region is subdivided, if I'm not mistaken. We'll find that out. But yeah, there's some talk of folks over in Twin City that, you know, ECI could sneak into the playoffs, that they are good enough. And maybe, you know, if things go their way, they're a young football team, a bounce here, a bounce there. You know, maybe they find themselves in a region championship game. Just saying, that's some things that I have heard from that direction. After that, Bryan County will host Claxton. I don't think there's any problem. So I've got Bryan County dropping to ECI, and then I've got them beating Claxton. So that puts them, after the first half of the season, they'll be 3-2, and then they'll get Screven. They'll go to Screven for that game. I like them to, again, you know, this Portal, Screven, and Bryan County, those three teams last year in that region all did better than what the average high school football fan would expect from those programs. Bryan County, Portal, and Screven, all three of those programs were pretty good last year. So now they're all clumped into this region, and we'll see how it goes. I don't think that Screven – I like Bryan County to go to Screven and win. I do. On October 11th, Bryan County is going to get tested. On October 11th, the MCA Buccaneers come calling. And again, I'm real high on MCA. I am super high on the Buccaneers. I think they beat Bryan County on October 11th, even in Bryan County. And that really kind of puts a tailspin on what's going to be the rest of the season. Jenkins County gets them, I believe. I think Metter also gets Bryan County. So, yeah. 5-5. 5-5 for Bryan County to wrap up the season. I think they end the season with three straight losses to MCA, Jenkins County, and then to Metter. I think they lose all of those games. They're looking good for the first part of the season, right? They're like, okay, you know, we're getting right along. And then the wheels fall off. And it's not even necessarily the wheels falling off. It's just the competition there at the end of their schedule is brutal. That region is brutal. I mean, no getting around it. Region is brutal. 5-5. 5-5. That region, I paused because I was looking at the region that I think, you know, are playoff teams from that region, and I'm thinking Jenkins County and MCA. One of those teams will be the one seed. The other one is the two. I've already picked Metter to be the three seed in that region. And maybe MCA gets, or not MCA, but maybe ECI gets the fourth seed. I think it really comes down to ECI. It's going to come down to ECI and Bryan County for the fourth seed. And I'll pick ECI. So I'm going for that region. I'm going MCA / Jenkins County for the one. And then whichever one of those don't win the region, they'll be the two. And then I'm going to go Metter 3, and I'm going to go ECI 4. So that's the order that I'm picking that side of the region. The winner of ECI, and I'm not ready to pick a winner of MCA and Jenkins. I'm not ready to pick that winner yet. When I get there, when I get ready, I'll let you know, and I'll pick one. But right now, I'm not ready to pick that winner. So you're going to have, that's the one seed, MCA / Jenkins County. Two is the loser of that game. Three is Metter. Four is ECI. So maybe those ECI folks, you know, sitting here doing the math and just kind of working my way through it, maybe those folks in Twin City kind of were telling me some, you know, some truth. Like, hey, like this football team is good enough to get in the playoffs and maybe even beat some folks in that region that they wouldn't be expected to beat. Maybe that's the case. Because right now I'm looking at ECI and I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, I can see you getting in as, you know, I can see you as the fourth best team, you know, in that little grouping there, fourth best. Maybe there's some truth coming out of Emmanuel County about the ECI Bulldogs. My cousin's wife is a huge ECI Bulldog fan. They're at every game. They travel to the away games. They love some ECI football. Who doesn't love ECI football? Who doesn't love it, right? ECI football. If it's on TV, it's a must watch. Sure it is.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park. For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30 and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel and eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
We're hoping that the Hawks didn't blow it. Now, you know, they got through the NBA draft this past week, and they ended up making the pick that most folks thought they should make. They took forward Zachary Risacher. So, you know, he's out of France. So, really, Zachary Risacher, that's actually Zachary Risacher. That is actually how his name is, from Zachary Risacher. It's got some pizzazz, doesn't it? Zachary Risacher. I'd love to hear Bob Rathbun. Zachary Risacher for three. It's good. A lot of comparisons made to Klay Thompson. He even made a comparison himself. Comparing himself to Klay Thompson after the draft. That's a big comparison. You got to be able to shoot the lights out of the gym. And, you know, he's a little bit tall. He's a lot longer than Klay Thompson. He's got more size, more height. 19 years old, he's got some weight to put on. You know, he's a tall, gangly kid. But from what he did in France, you know, the Hawks feel like on potential, you know, that will translate to the NBA. Now, in France, he was averaging like 10 or 11 points, and so you're like, well, that's not that great. Yeah. 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 We'll see what he can do in the NBA. Yeah, I think the Hawks also looked at this where, You know, we talked about this ad nauseum on this show, where the Hawks had an opportunity to draft or to hold on to Luka Doncic after they drafted him, and they didn't. They traded him away for Trae Young. It's not a knock at Trae Young, but, you know, Trae Young is a very, very good player. Some would argue an elite player in the NBA, and I can entertain that argument. But Luka is an international superstar. He is an elite superstar. Trae Young, if he walks around the city of Atlanta, maybe certain areas in the state of Georgia, you know, folks are going to know him. If he's in an NBA city, if he's in Chicago or if he's in New York, folks will probably know him. Those same folks are also going to know Luka. And then if Luka goes over to, France, people are going to know Luka in France. He's an international superstar. You put Trae Young over in France, he can walk around, nobody's going to bother him. Because nobody cares. Nobody knows who he is. Now, again, in Atlanta, huge deal. In Atlanta, he can't go anywhere, right? Luka can't go anywhere in the world. So I think the Hawks saw this as an opportunity to maybe amend that mistake that they had made several years prior, where they drafted Luka and then flipped him around to get Trae Young in exchange with the Mavericks. And I think they saw this as an opportunity to draft that international player that most are saying is the best in this draft. And instead of flipping him, let's hold on to him. They had the number one pick, so they could draft anybody they wanted. And they chose him. I mean, it's a little concerning to me looking at some of the numbers. They're very pedestrian. But I will say this. Years ago, remember like when some of these international players that would come over would really struggle in the NBA, the overseas guys, Tony, and I'm not saying that Tony Kukoc struggled in the NBA, but when Tony was playing overseas, Tony Kukoc was a superstar. He was dominant. When he came to the NBA, he was a B player. And I'm not being negative that, you're playing on a team with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. That's great. You don't need to be a star, a superstar. But I'm just saying, when he was playing, I believe it was for Croatia, he was dominant. And you get to the NBA, not so much. And, in the 90s and in the 80s, that really happened a lot, where you would see these international players who were dominant come to the NBA and their games would not be as dominant, or they would struggle. And the reason for that is that in that era, in those eras versus where we are now, the NBA's rules were allowing players to be a lot more physical than what the international game is. And so as time has worn on, you've seen a lot of these international players like Luka come over and do a lot better, where their game is translating more into the NBA. And you can say, well, this is what he did over here. And so you can basically assume that he'd be able to replicate whatever numbers he's got overseas into the NBA. And the reason that's happening is not that the players internationally have gotten better and their skills are translating better in the NBA because they're just overall better. That's not the case. What's happened is the NBA became closer to the overseas game. They changed the rules. Couldn't be as physical. And so now these overseas players, they come over to the NBA and they thrive because the game's not as physical. It's closer to the international game than what it was in the 80s and the 90s, where those players would come over and just get mauled and they just weren't used to the physicality of the NBA in the 80s and the 90s. Now their game translates a whole lot better because it's basically the same set of rules. The NBA basically turned themselves into the international game. So you've got players like Luka and those guys that can come over. The reason I'm making this point is because Zachary Richardson comes over And his numbers, again, he's averaging 10, 11 points over in France. Does 10, 11 points translate to the NBA? He's 19. You know, he's still, his body's still got to fill out. He's going to get better. But it just feels like with the number one pick, you want a guy that's going to be able to step in and average 20 in his rookie season. And to this point, Zachary Risacher has not averaged 20 in France. Now, maybe he's raw. Maybe there's, you know, he needs some work, got some work to do and can get better. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that Trae Young, I'm hoping that for the next 10 years, right? Because I think that's about maybe 7 or 8 left with Trae Young at peak prime performance. So maybe for the next, then you're thinking you've got to get Zachary Risacher better. And so you've got Trae at the going into his tail end of his prime, Zachary Risacher coming into his prime, maybe 5 years. There's an overlap of 5 years where I think the Hawks will have a window if the Risacher guy is what they think he's going to be. If Zachary Risacher turns into a guy that can average 20 and can shoot like Clay, but has 6'8", 6'9", 6'7", length. Yeah. I think the Hawks would have a 5-year window where they might be able to win an NBA championship or two. That's the whole point of drafting number one, is to do that. To turn your organization into that. The Warriors did it. You know, they had a 5-year window with those guys and they won like 3 or 4. However many they won. It creates windows because you've got players already on. In the NBA, there's no minor league, so you're not really, you know, oh, this guy's going to be ready in 2 years. You're just, you know, he goes straight to the team. If he's ready, you put him on the court. You know, there's no single A, double A to come up like Major League Baseball or hockey. He's on the bench. Let's go. So, yeah, I think if Zachary Risacher is what he's projected to be, what they think he's going to be, I'm gonna say in the next 7 years, the Hawks win 2 NBA titles. 2 in the next 7 years, if he is what they say he is.
Hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has 2 locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Summer is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the South Georgia heat. time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call to have your AC serviced. It'll help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters can install and service your ice machine at your home or business, no matter the brand. Air Adjusters is the Manitowoc factory rep for this area. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com.
License number CN208489.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. You know, and it just, we go from Ronald Acuna, the Braves have had a tough go, looking a little better lately. You know, Ronald Acuna gets hurt, and now Michael Harris with something not as serious, but still the outfield depth was thin as it was. Michael Harris goes down with a hamstring pull. So this is pretty much more precautionary, I think. You're the expert, Dr. Sasser, so you tell us. Strained hamstring, the definition of that is?
Is basically just more of a stretch, or, you know, what a strain is, of the muscle belly itself. It's not a tear. It's not a tear of the tendon from where it inserts on the bone. It's just where the muscle and the tendon, that kind of interface where they meet, has a stretch. Usually we see that in patients that are quickly stopping because they fire their hamstring, and, you know, then they automatically grab the back of their thigh. And that's the classic sign of a hamstring strain.
You see a lot of these injuries. I struggled with them in high school. I think we've talked about this. You see a lot of these pulls and strains of the hamstring. I don't hear of a lot of hamstring tears. I'm sure it happens. Talk to me a little bit about that dynamic of the strain and what's got to, I guess, the circumstances that would allow a hamstring to go from a strain to actually tearing the dang thing.
Right. Well, and to a certain degree, it does tear. It doesn't, it where a muscle itself has to insert on a bone at some area. I tell people it's like a rubber band. It has a starting point and ending point, and there's a muscle in between that causes it to contract. And so where those tendons attach on the muscle, that's the strain. It's sort of a partial tear, if is a good way to think about it, because the tendon sort of shears across the top of the muscle, and that's where you get the strain. Now, you can have a tear of the tendon off the bone, and those are, like you said, very uncommon. And even those, most of the time, we don't have to fix. The problem is, and why, like you stated, they're putting him on the IL and being very cautious, is hamstrings are one of those annoying injuries that can take a while to get better.
Let me ask you a question. Why is that? Why is it that, okay, we're going to put you on the IL for 15 days. You're going to sit out 2 weeks and you're going to take it easy. You're going to recover from this thing. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to send you back out there. And then in the second at bat, he rolls a ground ball to second, goes full speed, and then right back to it.
Right. Well, and part of it is because you can never tell an athlete, especially at that level, you know, it's been a few weeks, I know it's better. If you just go at 70%, you're fine. You know, if they have to outrun a ground ball to first, they're going to go full speed, and it just might be that last push to put that foot on the bag that puts the muscle to full extension, because that's basically what happens. So it puts it on stretch, and then they restrain it. Most of the time, It's not that they have completely restrained the muscle, but they haven't given it enough time to heal.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So he goes on there for a couple weeks. I guess best case scenario, if you're his physician, is you're hoping that he'll go through the season and not restrain, but, you know, they're still going to be sore. Am I wrong about that? Even coming off the IL, you're still going to have days, right?
Right. Right. You're definitely going to have days. He's definitely going to be a little slower. The hope is he will just slowly progress, and you don't want him to re-injure at the end of the season.
How long does it take for the actual hamstring injury to heal properly? Let's just say, hey, we're not going to throw you back out there in a couple weeks because you can go at 70%. We're going to wait for this thing to 100% heal before we... How long would that take?
And sometimes it can take 2 to 3 months.
Isn't that nuts?
It really can. And we see it... that length of time is seen more in like football players or soccer players, especially soccer players. You can't put them back out there. Most soccer players, if they get a hamstring strain, it's not season ending, but it can be a solid 8 weeks. And there's a lot of, we used to treat these very conservatively because they're really, in a way, the thought was there's not much to do. Let it rest, let it get better. But I promise now with him, they are doing a lot of different modalities to decrease the inflammation, work on stretching, work on core to try to get him back out there as quickly as possible.
Is it fair to say that with him being a center fielder with this injury, that it's going to be something he's probably going to have to deal with for the remainder of the year and just suck some of it up?
I think so. But the question I have, and to kind of go back to the Ronald Acuna pre-injury, which mm-hmm. we talked about a long time ago, is will he be a step short?
Ooh.
Will he, because he's a center fielder, he has to cover so much ground, they have to be fast. So will he just be a little bit slower, maybe miss a ball that he should have gotten to? I don't know.
Another question I have, and we'll wrap this up. Going back to that Acuna injury, you know, we were talking about, you know, this knee's injured, so then you overcompensate, and then that knee gets injured because overcompensation. With a hamstring injury, do you see any of that?
It does, very much so, right? If you put a player back out with a hamstring strain, they actually have a higher risk of hurting something on their other side. So you wow. really don't want to put them out until they say, hey, you know, I'm good to go, because it increases your risk of getting an ACL injury, ankle sprains, those things.
Oh, thanks, mm-hmm. Dr. Sasser. Again, Dr. Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. It's a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate it, Jason.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Wild Adventures Theme Park is celebrating independence during the Celebrate America Festival now through July 7th. As a thank you to the men and women who have served our country, Wild Adventures is offering all active and retired military members free admission during the Celebrate America Festival. Enjoy a patriotic fireworks spectacular set to music on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. The Harlem Globetrotters will perform live July 5th, 6th, and 7th. You won't want to miss the skills showcase with phenomenal ball handling skills, gravity-defying dunks, outrageous trick shots, and more. You can ride, slide, and splash all summer long with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. And to view the full lineup of seasonal events, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. This past weekend, former Brunswick High Pirate and current Philadelphia Eagle Darius Slay hosted his annual football camp in Brunswick at Glenn County Stadium. More than 100 kids turned out for the Big Play Slay football camp and received coaching from NFL players LeGarrette Blount, Casey Howard, and Greg Newsom, along with agent Drew Rosenhaus. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make sure you keep up with all your favorite local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun. Discover new adventures down the road and around the corner at Wild Adventures, a place where everything is possible and close enough to touch. A place that's a million miles from ordinary, but just a short drive away, where you can reach for the sky, make a splash, and create lasting memories with your family. Celebrate America Festival, military free now through July 7th. Visit wildadventures.com. Wild Adventures, adventure within reach.